Excuse me for interrupting this podcast. Pat Cashman here, and I have a very special announcement to make about the podcast and something I think will be great news to our listeners. Joining me is Michael Rowe. He is the Executive Vice President of Microsoft. Maybe you've heard of them. Welcome, sir, to Peculiar Podcast.
Well, thank you for having me, Mr. Cushman.
Cashman.
Even better. I like that. Cashman.
All right, sir.
And I want to thank you for having me.
Sure. And we're honored to have such an exalted figure from Microsoft with us today.
Well, actually,
you know, one of the things we've long hoped for here on the podcast is about to happen.
Can I interrupt you for a moment, Mr. Cushman?
Cashman, and certainly,
yeah,
sir.
I just wanted to thank you for having
sure.
me here.
And can I just say that the difference between this podcast and other so-called more successful podcasts
right.
is the idea of having a major sponsor,
okay,
an advertiser to pay the bills.
Uh-huh.
Give Lisa Foster and me an actual income from this effort.
Yeah.
And add credibility and luster to this podcast enterprise.
Okay.
And that is why Mr. Michael Rowe is here today.
Well,
to announce that the company he is with, Microsoft, is announcing its 100% sponsorship and underwriting of Peculiar Podcast.
I want to say two things about that.
Okay.
Thanks for having me, first of all.
Right.
And two, I am not with Microsoft.
Huh?
My company is Microsoft.
Microsoft?
Yeah, we're a toilet paper company.
Okay.
And we want to do a quid pro quo deal.
What does that mean?
That means you plug our company, we give you four rolls a month.
Get out of here, Micro.
Okay, five rolls.
Beat it.
It's two ply.
Get lost.
It's really soft.
Thanks for nothing.
Thank you for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
It's time for Peculiar Podcast, hosted by Pat Cashman.
Gorgeous to look at.
And Lisa Foster.
She's dangerous. See,
you're on. Ready or not, it's Pat and Lisa.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, I can dig it, yeah.
It's loving time.
You okay? What?
Yeah, Lisa, I'm just wrestling with my inner demons.
Yeah. Are they winning?
No, sometimes we just hug and dance. You know, we don't even wrestle.
That's
anyway,
smart.
I can get back to that later. Let's get on with things here. How are you?
Yeah, I've some updates. We'll get to those later. So, but overall, not half bad. Why do people say that? Not half bad. I'm not half bad.
It doesn't really tell you where you stand.
No,
does it?
But I'm not half bad. I'm goodish.
All right, goodish. You don't look goodish, but you sound goodish.
All right,
here we go. Frank Beard.
I know this. This is amazing. Because,
77 years old.
Sorry, I talked over you. Go ahead. I just wanted to tell you how excited I am that I finally know somebody you're talking about. Go ahead.
Now, don't confuse Frank Beard with Dick Van Dyke. No, Frank Beard, 77 years old, drummer for ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only guy, ironically, without a beard in the group.
That's what I'm saying. The New York Times has a weekly quiz, and that was one of the questions. Like, what is Frank Beard? What's unique about him? And I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. And then one of the answers was, he doesn't have a beard. And I'm like, that's dumb.
Okay, we're spending way too much time on this, all right? I got to cut you off. You're just... let the poor man rest in peace, can we?
Okay.
He was a drummer for ZZ Top, as I mentioned.
Okay.
And, you know, this was their big hit, LaGrange. And I pointed this out before. I always felt this song, LaGrange, which is cool... really borrows heavily, if it isn't outright stealing, from the Norman Greenbaum song, Spirit in the Sky. Slower tempo, same kind of riff. I'll leave it there.
Continue. Right.
Okay. And then a woman named Zale Perry passed away. She was 93, died at her home, which turns out to be just down the road in Tillamook, Oregon. But in 1954, she and a bunch of other divers set off to test a new mouthpiece valve, and she dove down 209 feet into the ocean, which was a record for a female. And it made her a celebrity. And she started getting lots of work as an advisor in any film that had to do with diving. And she was even in several episodes of the old show, which you wouldn't remember, but I barely do, called Sea Hunt.
Oh, I remember that show.
You do? Yeah, it was Lloyd Bridges, the father of the other Bridges, Jeff
and Bridges, Bo. And what's-his-face Bridges.
He was the star of the Sea Hunt show. They brought her in to add some authenticity and some real diving experience into the show. But it wasn't all on the up and up, and she admitted that in an interview one time.
And they'd say to themselves, what's that dipstick doing with that? The tanks are wrong. He goes in with one tank, and he's swimming around with two.
So there was some artistic license with this.
Of course.
But here's the coolest thing, arguably, about Zale Perry, Lisa. She took LSD in a very famous study down in Hollywood that included other young actors, Jack Nicholson, Dennis Hopper. Cary Grant was in on the study, and they all took this LSD, and she thought it made her more aware of the sea around her and things like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had LSD, by the way?
Not today.
I was in love with a girl on LSD. She'd see things I'd never see. She broadened her perspective. Then I got more selective. I was in love with a girl on LSD.
You know, I meant to look this up before we began today, but a pitcher named Tommy John passed away at the age of 83, and you've heard of him, and I wanted to see if he was connected to the Tommy John clothing company, but I didn't do my due diligence.
Why do you say I've heard of him? I've never heard of him. Half these people you talk about, I've never heard of. And then the one person I have heard of, you wouldn't even let me talk about him. So no, I don't know who Tommy John is. Who is this guy?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I thought I just assumed you have heard.
Oh yeah, because I'm so into sports. That's why.
Well, you used to be a sports reporter on one of the radio shows we did together. So I figured you knew Tommy John. Was famous. He played 26 seasons. He was a pitcher, four-time All-Star, 288 wins. But he's famous because of a surgery that he had to have in 1974. He blew out his elbow.
Tommy John on the 21-day disabled list with a ruptured ligament in his pitching arm.
And back in those days, and the days prior to that, that usually meant, well, you better go take that job at Quiznos because you're not going to be pitching anymore. But it turns out that the team physician, I believe he was with the Dodgers at the time, they said, Tommy, he had a voice like that, Tommy, I think maybe I can fix your elbow.
I just said, you do what you have to do to get me back playing baseball again.
Anyway, this guy performed the surgery, and after a lengthy period of time, Tommy John was able to come back, continue his career, and pitch very effectively. Like I said, 26 seasons in total. And the doctor had told him the chances of the surgery being successful were 100-1. And Tommy said, I'll take those odds.
No kidding.
Oh, Valley hurts so bad. Tommy John is my dad. He just liked living without you.
So ever since then, his name, the name of the surgery is known as Tommy John surgery. So if you're a baseball fan, you hear somebody's had Tommy John surgery, more likely than not, they're going to be able to come back and pitch again. So he changed everything by volunteering to try this never-before-attempted surgery. Tommy John. But again, I don't know if he's connected to the Tommy John clothing company.
I have the answer. Would you like it?
Oh, yes, I would. I don't think he is.
So
but yeah, go ahead.
He's not. This the Tommy John clothing brand was started by Tom Patterson and Aaron Fujimoto.
Oh, yeah.
In 2008.
Oh, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a comfort wear and underwear company, like you knew the other guy, yeah. That started in 2008. Here was the problem.
Yeah.
The origin story. Tom Patterson was working as a medical device salesman. He grew highly frustrated with his undershirts constantly shrinking, yellowing, and bunching up under his suits.
Oh, yeah.
So then his wife, Erin, said, "Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we design a better product ourselves? We don't need any formal fashion background. We don't need to know what's going on with that." And so Tom said, "Okay, let's do it." And they started their business in San Diego. And there you go. Has nothing to do with Tom.
Well, that's very well explained, though. Thank
there you,
you
go.
Very much.
You're very welcome. Polka dot bunnies.
Your polka dot bunnies.
Then let me mention a couple more people. Ileana Kotrubash. Kotrubash.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Ileana Kotrubash, 87 years old, a Romanian soprano. She was with the Metropolitan Opera. Wonderful singer, magnificent, lauded by every music opera lover. But she was also rather prickly, and she would... I like her already. Yeah, I thought you would. She would get in fights with their directors all the time. She would walk out right before an important performance.
Good girl. You go, girl.
She'd say, "We're not puppets or marionettes, damn it." And so she had that reputation as, oh, boy, she is really, really hard to work with. But, man, when she stepped on that stage. Here's a clip I found, Lisa, of one of her big battles with one of her directors, even as she's singing. Ileana Kotrubash, 87.
Yeah.
And finally, a man passed away, 92 years old, named Lloyd Robertson. And have you heard of him, Lloyd Robertson?
Is he in sports? If so, I probably haven't.
He had the famous nose surgery, Lloyd Robertson surgery. No.
Who kidding. Is no. he?
He was, if you lived in Canada, you probably would know him quite well. He was considered the Walter Cronkite of Canada.
Oh.
And he was on the air 41 years with two different networks there, and was most famous for his sign-off there in Canada. You remember Walter Cronkite at the end of a newscast would always sign off with this.
And that's the way it is. Good night.
In contrast, here was Lloyd Robertson's sign-off.
So that's the kind of day it's been.
The two men liked each other a lot and consulted with each other, but Lloyd Robertson in Canada was a living legend. Mm. And he's gone now at the age of 92.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
And that's all I got. There you go.
Okay.
All right, now.
Quite the lineup.
As you said initially, you have some things to clean up here from previous podcasts.
Yes.
All right.
So I told you in our last podcast two things that I was getting. First one.
Was annoyed.
Not getting. I'm always annoyed.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I really don't know what's wrong with me.
But nothing. You're human.
Oh, that's not true.
Mostly There's human. Yeah.
So you much. Are. But I was very proud of the fact, because you've been hounding me for years to get a colonoscopy. And finally, I'm going to get this done, because I now have health insurance for who knows how long. Under our current administration, but I'm now eligible for healthcare. So like, all right, you know, Pat's right. I very rarely say that. I very rarely say that, but Pat is right. I need to go get my butt checked, and you know, he's and I love that you care about me enough to go get your butt checked. It's easy.
It will bring you peace of mind to know that everything's okay down there.
And to your point, colon cancer is one of the most successfully treated if you find it early.
Yeah, it's very slow moving.
Yes,
but
so, but get on it, sister, is what you've been telling me to do for years. So I told you last time how happy I was. I got it on the calendar, and I actually freaking followed through for once in my life. And I called the butt people and I said, hey, I need to go get this done. And they're like, groovy. All right. So let's get you on the calendar for a little phone interview. I don't know what they have to talk to me about, but it's like a pre-appointment. Well,
they'll get you on like a Zoom call. And then
that's it.
Then they'll have you turn around because they want to take a look at your butt before they proceed with the surgery.
That's a whole nother platform, my friend.
That's a different scam.
That's called the OnlyFans platform. So I got that done. And they didn't have any immediate openings. And it looks like they were going to schedule me for like 2 weeks out.
Well, that's pretty quick, actually.
For the Zoom call.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, got that piece done. Pat will be very proud. I'm very proud I followed through and got somebody lined up to take me and bring me back once I get the appointment. So, but then.
You know, I just thought of something, Lise.
What?
Remember, Katie Couric had a colonoscopy done live on the Today Show.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking for this podcast. Wider than a mile. Let me work on that.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, continuing.
So I get a phone call from them a couple days ago after I'd already set up this appointment. And they said, we've been looking at your medical records and we've got some concerns about some other things going on with you. And it doesn't look like it'd be a good time for us to look at your butt. I'm like, wait, what? What? They're like, yeah, you got to go get whatever else. I'm not going to get into whatever else I'm dealing with, but I'm fine. Don't worry. I'm not dying.
All right. You better not.
But so now.
It's not in the next 30 minutes. Yeah.
In good faith, Pat Cashman, I did what I set out to do. I promised to go get this done. Mm-hmm. I just want you to know it's not happening and it's not my fault. They will not look at my butt. Because something else is going on that they want to get cleared up first. And I don't understand why looking up your butt would have anything to do with anything else going on with you.
Yeah. In fact, if you had something else seriously going wrong with you, they might begin with, well, let's give you a colonoscopy and see where we go from there or something.
No. Your butt's apparently connected to a lot of things. I did not realize that. I thought it operated under its own will. It seems to do that with me every single day. I didn't know that it was directly impacting anything else going on. So there you go. I just wanted to give you an update on that. That's not happening.
I flashed on this the other day. There's this product, as you know, called Depend. But everybody calls it Depends.
It's not plural?
Well, Depends is plural. But I think the name of the product, as it sits on the shelf, is called Depend.
Depend keeps you drier than ever, so you can say yes to more than ever.
Yes!
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 Depend. The only thing stronger than us is you.
But let's say it's Depends, because that's what everybody calls it anyway.
I'm looking it up.
So I'm thinking Depends is a horrible name for that particular product. It's like, maybe yes, maybe no.
You're right.
I think it's supposed to be short for dependable, but I just think they need a name change.
I think you're not wrong there, but you're right. It is Depend. I just looked it up. Depend.com.
This is an issue.
I think it means, here's what I think it means. I think it means it depends if you pee yourself. You might not, but you might.
Yeah.
So
that's what I say. Maybe yes, maybe no.
Okay.
It leaves me uncertain of how to proceed.
Well, that's why you wear this. It doesn't matter.
All right.
Okay.
I just wanted to mention that. I'm glad to clear that up.
So that's the one thing I said I was going to do last time. And then, it's fine. I'll just put it off again. But the one that's really difficult, and I got so many people congratulating me, is that I didn't get the puppy that I said I was going to get.
Rusty. You didn't get Rusty?
I didn't get him. Not that that was going to be his name, but I ended up rethinking the whole thing and realized I wasn't in a good place to get a puppy right now. Mm-hmm. No matter how cute he was, here's what happened. I got caught up in puppy fever. You know how that happens, right?
Oh, yeah. They're so cute. You can't resist. Yeah,
exactly. And I got completely clouded and caught up until I sat with the reality of it and went, I've had puppies before, and they can bring you to your knees, especially when you're by yourself. And I'm like, I just can't right now deal with it.
And that's the way it is.
Well, that's pretty pragmatic. People get, as you said, swept away. It maddens me. For example, things like around Halloween, all of a sudden people go down to the shelter and they get black cats.
Yeah.
And then once Halloween is over, oh, now I'm going to bring them back again.
Yeah.
It's just not great to take an animal unless you're really going to jump into it feet and head first.
And I had to sit and have a little reckoning come to Jesus moment with myself about that. The good news was that I had, you know, paid for him. I got a refund. She was very kind about it. But I had sort of a waiting period before he was going to get here anyway. So that's where I kind of sat with it and went, I just don't think I can do this. Now, the other thing that occurred during that time that also helped me make my decision was an adult dog, Cocker Spaniel, came across my path.
Smoking and drinking.
That I didn't anticipate, that needed a rehoming. So I had him on, he was going to be a dog I was considering adopting. And then that one also didn't go through. So I've had a lot of loss since we've last chatted.
Maybe you need to go to a whole different species.
Like what?
Well, I just read an article about armadillos. Those are kind of cute, and they just go curl up in the corner. They sound like they're not very hard to take care of.
And to catch either. I mean, you can just drive around and catch one. So.
And they make a handy bowling ball if you're really strapped.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
so
I'm very sorry, but if you believe that think karma and things speaking to you, and then you'll know when it's time. If it is even going to be time to get another pooch.
I do believe that our dogs find us. I've told you that before. And I just don't think that either of these were the dogs that were supposed to find us. Find me in terms. So we'll figure it out. And thank you for everyone who reached out and said congratulations. And I feel like I've let everybody down too, all 14 of our listeners.
But that's neither her nor theirs.
Our day will come and we'll
I got a wonderful, one of my kids, adult kids, it was either for Mother's Day or Father's Day, I don't remember which, but they gave us tickets to where we live down in Central Oregon in a nearby community called Bend, where I'm from originally. They have this wonderful outdoor amphitheater called Hayden Holmes Amphitheater. Hayden Holmes is a house builder around this area. To a concert I probably wouldn't have ponied up for myself, but turned out to be really great. And it was, first of all, it featured this group, the Romantics. They had this hit, among others, and they were fine. And then the next person out on stage was Christopher Cross.
Oh, really?
He's these songs are great.
My mom loved him. My mom was a huge Christopher Cross fan.
Yeah, he definitely found a niche. When he gets on stage, he's not really a dynamic performer. He pretty much stands there and plays his guitar and sings. They had three backup female singers that were prancing around. So there's something to see that's going on, but it's not him. But he had a great piano player, and they were very good musicians.
Sailing takes me away to where I've always heard it.
Played all his hits.
Tonight, my body's weak. I'm on the run. No time to sleep. I've got to ride like the wind to be free again.
He did a pretty short set, and then the headliners came out. And it was the group Toto.
And these love are, me some Toto.
Yeah, I've always liked, there's some Toto songs I especially like this one.
Down in Africa, we're gonna
and this one.
All I wanna do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes. Rosanna, Rosanna.
And this one might be my favorite. So they did all those songs and they did extended versions of them. Down, down, down.
Love isn't always on time. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And it was really fun, and God dang, they're great musicians. Every one of them, the keyboardist, the drummer, there's a guy on an electric organ, and the guitar playing was fantastic. I was very impressed and I had a great time, except, and this place was sold out, so the sellout is 8,000 people.
Wow.
And I looked back and everybody seemed to be having a good time, and I happened to have to sit directly next to the most obnoxious, annoying woman. I'm sorry, it happened to be a woman who thought, she's one of those people that thinks that she's got to perform for everybody else. So she's on her feet the whole time, swinging around. She had a ponytail, so that's smacking me on the shoulder all the time. And I was just waiting for one of her elbows to catch me in the forehead or the teeth. And then I was going to, I don't know what I was going to, I was going to get really mad.
Punch her. Was she drunk?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Yes.
She's drunker
than three sailors. I mean, she was hammered. And continued to get hammered. And so I at one point, I said, okay, if I get brushed by her or she throws her rather large rear end into my face or something. And this is every song, by the way, from when the Romantics came out to Christopher Cross, Toto. And she's just up and up all the time, and I'm looking at the rest of the crowd and I'm thinking, why am I the guy sitting next to her? Nobody else is sitting next to her. It's just me. And I'm thinking, okay, I think I'm gonna grab her by the ponytail and pull her down into her seat and then tell her, look, you stay right there, okay? Because this is my show too. I get to watch and I don't need to have you in the way.
Yeah.
Now, there was two reasons I was considering that, Lisa. One reason was she was annoying. The second reason was...
valid.
Her boyfriend wasn't very big.
Oh! And was he drunk, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, so you could have taken them both.
Well, he was drunk blind because he was with her.
Yeah.
But, I didn't do any of those things. These are all those, you know, those fantasies that you have. Or when you do something that's not good, and then the next day you go, God, what I should have said, what I should have done.
Yeah.
But I didn't. But I was ready to. If I caught an elbow in the kisser, that was all bets were going to be off. You'd probably be reading about me. In the Northwest News today, but it didn't happen that way. So, and our concert was great, a lot of fun.
I guess I just didn't realize that I was holding tickets to see the Romantics, Christopher Cross, Toto, and the headliner, Cindy Blankenhorn, in row 6, seat 11, next to me. Okay, sorry, I've calm down now.
So I have some thoughts around that, if you might, don't mind me.
Well, I actually thought about that when the concert was on. I said, I wonder what Lisa would do right now. Now, it might be better because you are a female, as was she. But if I got, you know, certainly not physical, but even verbally abusive, that would be bad. That would be bad. But I think you might be able to approach it differently given your status?
Well, I wasn't really talking about that situation. What I wanted to talk about was that we have to put up with other people inconveniencing us in society. And the reason it made me think of this was I have a I'm on the Nextdoor.com app, and you would be astonished at what people bitch about on that site. And it's this very thing. And it's like, yeah, that's, I'm sure you've annoyed somebody before, but too bad. That's just how it goes.
Well, at that moment, I was in favor of the removal of the First Amendment. Just for that moment. Yeah.
So I wish I could find this post, but I don't know if I really can find it here. But there was somebody who said they were very upset about going to a store and the people in line behind him smelled very strongly of weed. And I mean, is it really my problem to have to put up with this? Can't you people not come into the store and reek? I mean, he put a whole post on a public forum to bitch about somebody else's smell.
Yeah,
and I was like, wait, really? There's people all the time that I'm sure I annoy. And that's just part of living in society. You don't get to pick who you sit by next to the concert. You just have to put up with it.
Yeah.
And that's right. Just the way it goes. But I got to tell you, I'm collecting all these Nextdoor, these Nextdoor.com complaints. I'm going to actually give you a multiple choice someday of which one you want to hear about. So,
okay.
Because they are, this is the level of pettiness that people post stuff on. Like, you're really going to post on there and expect people to go, oh yeah, my bad. There was a woman who posted on there because somebody was using dryer sheets and it was smelling up the, I'm allergic to perfumes, she says. Mm. And so your dryer vent exhaust with the dryer sheets is really impacting my quality of life. Too bad. Like, are you freaking kidding me?
Well, here's the other way I look at it, Lisa.
What?
I'm just thinking how clueless some people are. That woman dancing around and stuff.
This is true.
Oblivious to how it's affecting anybody else who paid the same amount of money for their tickets.
I understand.
And that's all I'm saying. Just think about other people. Here's one for you. I heard a little debate on this on some show the other day. When you get on an airplane, do you lay your seat back?
No, of course not. I don't. But
I never do either.
That's somebody's right, and
but that's a discussion. It is something they offer you on the plane, so it's there for you to use. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I always think about the guy behind me or whoever, because I don't like being on the receiving end of that. Although the seat back thing is kind of a silly issue anyway, because it only goes back about an inch and a half, I think.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
At any rate, all I'm saying is think of the other person. How would you like it done to you?
Oh, I'd be fine with it,
would say the girl next to me.
True. Yeah. However, your level of what you'll tolerate is very different from someone else's level of what they're going to tolerate. This guy, his name is Larry, believe it or not, and I found the post. He says, I have absolutely nothing against people smoking weed or using cannabis products. What people choose to do on their own time is their business. Unfortunately, I had a pretty distasteful experience today at the thrift store in Shoreline, and that's when she bitched about the person that smelled like marijuana. So, but for me, it wouldn't be, I'd be like, yeah, that's not great. I mean, but you know, there's smelly people all the time I have to put up with. Why am I going to post on a public forum and bitch about it when there's zero stuff you can do about it?
Well, so, I suppose he thinks somehow he can create change. Not in that particular set of individuals maybe, but a watchword for everyone else.
Yes.
This offends me, and you need
too bad.
To know that.
I don't care. A bunch of people replied, oh, Larry, chalk it up to all of us having to endure unpleasant things about other people's choices. You have zero control over this. Let it go, babe.
Or you could say something like, hey, Larry, I couldn't believe what you wrote. The fatty almost fell out of my mouth when I read it.
I almost choked on my gummy. No, I don't. That wouldn't be. That'd be dumb. My bong. I almost dropped my bong when I read what you wrote.
But now it's all going apart. Whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell. We're sure gonna miss it a lot.
Yeah, but again, I get it. You have every right to bitch about swingy ponytail girl. Yeah. And I'm like you. I'm very aware of sometimes hyper aware of how I'm impacting other people. Like, oh crap, did I leave my cart in the middle of the aisle? Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that, because that impacts people and they get mad when you do that. And yeah. I've done that before. But yeah, but just some people, and they're not doing it to be malicious. She wasn't doing it to be malicious. And this smoky, smelly marijuana guy wasn't doing it to piss you off, Larry. God, you know, it's just, I don't know. Sorry. I just went off on a tangent, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, that's it. We are just an argumentative, an angry. I'm kind of serious about this.
I know.
At this moment in time, I think we are more powder kegy than ever.
Yeah.
Just waiting for somebody to say, or see a truck driving down the street with a bumper sticker you don't like, or whatever it is.
Yep.
Yeah. We're just on razor's edge here all the time.
Yeah.
That'd be a good name for this podcast. Maybe we should change it. The Razor's Edge.
I like it.
Yeah.
Let me write or holding on by a very, very, very thin thread. That would also be a very good
also quite true.
Yeah.
Hey, I had this weird thought. And, you know, this is, I'm just like a drunk guy driving down the road. I'm taking every exit. But I have this friend. You can tell him the funniest joke in the world, or not very funny. And he has a wheezy laugh. He doesn't go, ha, 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 ha. It's always, now, consistently. I thought, if I tell the greatest joke in the world, maybe he'll actually laugh. But it's still just the wheeze. Remember the cartoon character?
Muttley.
Of the Dastardly and Muttley.
Muttley. He was so funny. I love his laugh.
Yeah, this is Muttley. Okay, that's kind of what my friend sounds like.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, I don't do a lot of that, but I was imagining, what if you're a stand-up comedian and you're in a nightclub and this is what you normally would expect?
This is a dramatic recreation.
I tell you, though, I disagree with K Jewelers. Yeah, I don't believe every kiss begins with K. I think it begins with a Bud Light.
This has been a dramatic recreation.
But if you
sounds like normal. That sounds like normal laughter. Yeah.
What if you just, by sheer luck or lack of luck, get an entire nightclub full of wheezy laughers?
This is a dramatic recreation.
I'll tell you, though, I disagree with K Jewelers. Yeah, I don't believe every kiss begins with K. I think it begins with a Bud Light.
This has been a dramatic recreation.
Hey, remember, I don't know if I did this on the podcast. We're getting heading for home here, but there's a show on Netflix called The Last Ship. I think I mentioned it.
Last you heard, I was Speaker of the House. The President died 2 months ago. The Vice President a week later. Russia no longer has a functioning government. Most of our population is dying or dead. Does Dr. Scott have what she needs to make a vaccine?
7 months ago, outside Cairo, there was an outbreak. A virus that was like nothing any of us had ever seen. When we left Norfolk, the virus was at phase two. We are now at phase six. Global pandemic.
Stay alive until they find that cure.
It is pretty good. It's well done. It's intriguing.
Yeah, good.
It was a TNT production originally, so there's no...
But there's like 5 seasons of it, right?
Or 5 seasons. The male lead, Eric Dane was his name.
Yeah.
He passed away not long ago.
Yeah.
But part of the premise of the show, and I don't want to give it too much away, but they call it The Last Ship because this ship, it's a Navy ship, and it's up in the Arctic, and it's away from the rest of civilization. And meanwhile, a pandemic has swept the world. In the United States, it's 300 million people have died. Mm. So that you, if we're a nation of 330 million, there's only about 30 million left. I mean, it's wiping out everything on the planet. These people have a scientist on board, and they're on the ship, and they're working feverishly to find a cure. But then they meet up with a man who, by line of succession, has now become the president of the United States. And it got me thinking about the presidential line of succession. We know the vice president is first in line. Then the Speaker of the House, and that would be Mike Johnson. So that ought to make everybody pretty happy if that happened. Then the president pro tem of the Senate. And it's usually the highest ranking or oldest member. So it's Chuck Grassley. Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
And then Secretary of State, that'd be Rubio. Then the Besant, the Treasury Secretary. And then, if things work out, the Secretary of Defense, or War, oh, in this case,
oh my God,
President Pete Hegseth. Then it would be the Attorney General, Todd Blanche.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's just, yeah, it's horrifying. You think things can't get worse. Then it goes to the Secretary of the Agriculture. Do you know who that is?
I do not know who that is.
No one does. It's Brooke Rollins, whoever the hell that is. Then you go down to Commerce and Labor. That would be Lutnick, by the way. Health and Human Resources, HUD. And then...
Don't tell me where Kennedy RFK sits on lineup.
Health and Human. Yeah, he'd be in line.
No.
Yeah. Then HUD, Transportation Secretary, Energy, Education. And we could have
what's her name?
President Linda McMahon.
She is a dipshit. Sorry.
Of the wrestling organization, Linda McMahon. Veterans Affairs, Homeland Security, that's that Mark Wayne Mullen guy.
Oh, yeah, he's sweet.
But here's what I think a lot of people don't know. After that, it ends Homeland Security, which is a new one. It's a relatively new office. Then you're not going to believe where the presidential line of succession goes.
This is interesting.
I couldn't believe it myself. Yeah.
Where?
The mayor of Renton. I can't believe it. I cannot
Renton,
believe
it. Washington?
Yeah.
Crying out loud.
And everything I have told you, for the most part, is absolutely true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's incredible.
God, I hope we make it down to that.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be swell. But you can see how this is all stacked. Seriously. If you think, oh, God, if you feel uncharitable towards President Trump, as do I and you, you think, well, if he resigned or got out of the way, things would be getting a lot rosier, wouldn't they? But you go down the line there, they're all members of the same stripe. So,
well, yeah.
Long before we'd ever get to the mayor of Renton.
I know we don't have a lot of time to talk about it. I have some thoughts around that. It still would, I wouldn't say a very rosy improvement, but it would be preferable to what we've got going on right now. I think. Who knows?
Who knows?
Every time we think it can't get any worse, you freaking wake up to a new damn nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think these are times that get people thinking about that more than not.
Thank you for that. I was actually curious about that.
Yeah, I'm fascinated.
I knew the first three, but I didn't know the any beyond that. So
no matter how you feel about all of this, let's hope it never get down that far. It's been vice presidents that have succeeded.
Correct.
Presidents that have been assassinated or died in office.
Yeah, it's never gone past that, right?
It's never been the Speaker of the House or President Pro Tem.
Well, if not, just keep smoking those marijuana cigarettes.
Right on, man. Right
on.
Yeah,
man.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man? Have you ever met that funny reefer man? If he says he swam from China, tell you South Carolina, then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man. Are you ready to
yes,
pull this cow into the barn?
Okay. Yeah, man.
All right, man. Here is my joke, man.
Okay.
Here we go.
Did you know anybody? Did you know anybody in real life who talked like that?
Yeah.
As a
matter of yes. Yeah.
I love it so much. Yeah. I don't know that I ever, to me, it was a movie affectation. It was never somebody I actually knew in real life that talked like that.
Yeah, well, not quite to the extent that, you know, they do in some of those stoner movies, but
yeah
this guy's pretty good. And then you never know for sure. Are they stoned right now? I mean, have they been in that condition so long that they just talk like that, even if they've been sober for 2 weeks?
I love it so much. Okay.
Okay, man, here's the joke. Okay, dude.
All right, okay. Let's die.
All right. Vinny and Sal are out in the woods hunting. You know, okay. Vinny and Sal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're Sal. Out hunting.
Yeah,
yeah, they're hunters, yeah. From what I've heard.
They're hunters, yeah. They're out in the woods. And suddenly Sal goes, oh! He grabs his chest and he falls to the ground.
Oh, no.
He doesn't even seem to be breathing. His eyes are rolled back in his head. Better his eyes are rolled back in his head than someone else's head.
True that.
But he's in bad shape. So Vinny is in a panic.
Okay, so Sal, wait a minute. I'm confused already.
Oh, okay.
Who fell down?
It's Sal. It's Sal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Sal. I thought it was Vinny.
No, it's Sal. You see, Vinny is with him. But, and Sal's eyes don't roll back in Vinny's
head.
Got
it.
Yeah.
Vinny's upright, Sal is not.
Yeah. Vinny's as hale and hearty as you can get.
Got it.
Sal is on the ground and I'm not breathing.
And eyes rolled.
His eyes rolled back in his head and then down through his esophagus, then back up.
And out his butt.
Out of his nostrils. Okay. All right, so, you know, his situation is bad, Lisa.
I don't mean to laugh at it.
No,
you're
this,
right.
Do not laugh at this joke.
I'm not laughing.
Yeah. Okay, so Vinny whips out his cell phone and he calls 911.
Smart.
He tells the operator, hey, man, I think Sal is like... Sal is like dead, man. What should I do, man? Because I think he might be dead, but I'm not, you know. So the operator says, okay, calm down now. Just take it easy and follow my instructions. Now first, let's make sure he is dead. Okay, man, I'll be right back. Okay, now what?
Okay, that was good.
Well, now it's all going apart, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot. That cackle babble head in the box must think I'm dumb as a rock. Reading me the news while I'm kicking off my shoes, and it's scaring me out of my socks. Admitted a stranger I'm not, but buddy, let me tell you what. If you ask old Will to say, here's the deal, friends, it's all going to pot. Well, it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell.
Thanks for listening to Peculiar Podcast.
Hey, goodbyes.
Join Pat and Lisa online at peculiarpodcast.com.
The gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
And on the Peculiar Podcast Facebook fan page.
Sweet.
On Twitter at Peculiar Podcast, at Mr. Pat Cashman, and at Foster Chick.
Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration.